Jennifer O'Brien Show. I am your host, Jennifer O'Brien. I'm so glad you joined me today. It's just me doing the podcast today. I don't have anybody coming on or anybody to interview, but I'm excited just to be here, just to chat with you guys for a little bit, share what's going on in my world, and all that good stuff. If you are watching this, I just would like to go ahead and throw a disclaimer out there. If you're looking at my microphone cover and you realize, you see all that dog hair and you might even see a few bite marks, that's because Charlie and Snoopy tag teamed and they started using their, they teamed up like Mighty Twins. And Charlie's superpower was he just knocked this microphone cover off, and Snoopy took it from there and decided to chew on it like a new chew toy. So it's gone through some trauma, okay? This microphone cover is kind of like how we have all felt about this pandemic. Like, we didn't see it coming. Next thing you know, we get knocked off, and then we're being chewed up and spit out. And guys, this microphone cover is just, it's basically what we've been living through. So I'm going to, maybe I just keep it on here as a reminder that, you know, it's still intact though. You know what I mean? It's still here. So maybe there's something to say for that. So that's what that's all about. That's what happens when the fur babies get together like that. I've actually been calling my dog and my cat fur babies. I don't know what has happened to me. I used to make fun of people when they're like, with the bumper stickers, ask me about my fur babies. And I'm like, I don't think so. And it has happened, folks. I have crossed over. Charlie has, I'm sorry, like I hold that cat and I'm like, I love you so much. Like, I want to squeeze the life out of him in a good way. And he's adorable and he makes kitty cat noises. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It's like almost like an Ewok kind of noise. And it's coming out of this kitty cat and I just can't take it sometimes. And let me tell you, I think I have a little inner kitty cat, because when Charlie gets excited with me, he wants to start biting and like tearing into me. And I'm like, I get it, kitty cat. Like, you are so cute. I just want to chew on you a little bit. So I feel like we have that connection, although when he starts in, I have to put him down because he claws and he bites really hard, and that's when you got to get the spray bottle out to protect myself from this precious little fur baby who gets really, he scares me as well. When he's not all cuddles and sunshine, I'm petrified for my life is what it is. But I love it. I'm loving the spray bottle because it's my power. It's my superpower. And it actually, we've been using it on the dog a little bit, you know, when he's getting annoying. And I've been using it on my husband. And guys, I'm just, ladies, just, hey, go get yourself a water bottle. Start using it on the kids. You know what I mean? It's, hey, it may work. They'll be in therapy 10 years later. Like, well, my mom watched this podcast and the lady told her to use the water bottle and she started using it. And now I'm afraid of water. You know, they'll be working that one out in therapy. But you know what I always tell my girls? You're going to work something out in therapy. Pick something I've done wrong. I've done many things wrong. I know I have. I've made amends. I've done what I can to try to right my wrongs. But I messed up and I'm still messing up because I'm human. And let's just be real. We're all just messing up all day long, doing the best we can and just trying to become better people on the way, learn from our mistakes and hopefully not repeat them again. Because isn't that what life is? And, you know, some of people get, oh man, I'm about to go deep, because sometimes that's addiction. When you have addiction and when you have real hard stuff that you've been, patterns, habits, that's when you have to really, you need a lot of grace from those that are around you. If you've ever had somebody with addiction in your life or have struggled with anything like that, you know that it's not easy. And a lot of people that I know want to stop or want to not repeat behavior, but when it's really ingrained in there, it sometimes takes time and it takes commitment and prayer and just keep working at it. And, you know, God does deliver. He does. But we do have to roll up our sleeves and do some work ourselves. And anyway, I know this has been a rough time for a lot of people out there. I am currently off trying to wean myself. I don't know if that's the word. I'm just distancing myself from a lot of social media because I can just go down some rabbit holes sometimes and it's just like, whoo, it's not good. It's not good. There's so much in the news right now. It's so sad. And yeah, I wish I had the right answer. But sometimes you just got to step away from it and pray. And that's what I've been doing. I've been really making an effort to get off of social a little more and spend that time praying and trying to pray with friends and just being in the real world where people, even though we may have differences and don't see eye to eye, we still get along. We still learn how to be together in community. But you would think on social media that we can't even be in the same room with each other. And I'm kind of done letting that be the narrative in my life because I don't believe that's true at all. And one thing I love about the church I'm a part of, I believe we are a very diverse mix of people when it comes to all sorts of things, politics, vaccines, you name it. And that's not really what unifies us. Christ is what unifies us. And because of that, I'm able to have friends with all sorts of people. And it should be that way. And I feel bad if that's not what you're living out because I don't think it has to be so black and white sometimes. I think learn to have those conversations with people that see things differently. You don't have to agree, but at least you can try to see how they see it. And I really do strive to not be so divisive. But boy, you feel like everything's a hill to die on these days and everyone's got to be so extreme and this is how it's got to be and this is why and this is why I don't like you and you are scum of the earth. And it's like, just calm down, everybody. Like, just go be in the real world for a little bit. People are not like that. That's all social. Let me just tell you, people that do not like our country and do not like us spend a lot of time, money, and energy working to keep us divided on social media. So just know that you're up against a lot of junk out there when you're giving into it. So anyway, to guard my heart, I'm stepping major away because it's very sad right now what's going on in Afghanistan, what's going on right now with, doesn't matter what side you stand, whether you're vaxxed or unvaxxed. I have people, friends on all sides, but the mandates, I don't think that's right. A lot of these companies, and I feel bad for a lot of people that are wanting to keep their jobs, but doing stuff and putting things in their body they don't feel comfortable about. And it shouldn't be that way. And it's really sad. And kudos to the people that are standing up for their rights. And I think we should. Even if, you know, I have friends that are vaxxed that are like, that's not good. It's not good that they're forcing these things. And I agree with that. I don't think it's right, and it's very sad. And I hope and pray that this is not going to be how it's going to continue to go down. I really hope that some things can change. And it's sad to see what's going on in Australia and hearing these stories about things happening all over the world with the vaccines and these lockdowns and my heart just breaks. And I really do believe people are trying to do the best they can. I always try to believe the best, but man, you just kind of have to question why some of these things are being pushed so aggressively. And it just almost seems like people don't want to at least have the debate or the discussion. And anybody that tries to speak out with a narrative that's not popular or not the one that they want you to hear, they get silenced, they get taken off platforms. And I don't know, big tech, big pharma, big government, it shouldn't be what's ruling us and controlling us. And let me just tell you, if you're looking for government to have the right elected official in there or have the right policy, I think you're looking in the wrong direction. Governments have been corrupt since the beginning of time. Power corrupts. And I just think we need to start spending more time in the presence of our Father. To me, that's the creator of the universe. and praying and asking him to step in, because I don't know. I don't know what is going to happen, but boy, I don't know. These times are really sad to watch. So like I said, I have just been stepping away and trying to really pray and be in the Word more, because I believe that God, he's all knowing. He sees it all. He understands it all. And as his children continue to cry out and continue to ask him to help, I think we need to be expecting that he's going to help and that change is going to come. And but it's a very sad time. So the scripture I landed on this week that I wanted to share, just get on here and share, and I'm not going to make this a long podcast. It's coming from Hebrews 12. And the only reason I landed here is because one thing that kept coming to mind is Hebrews 12:15 says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn." And right now, there's a lot of mourning going on. And I don't know, I can't imagine anybody right now being like, "This is the best. Happy, 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 happy." You know, I'm like, I feel like every day I wake up and there's just this heaviness and this sadness seeing what's happening in the world. And I'm mourning with friends that have lost loved ones to this virus. I'm mourning with people that are being put in situations that are compromising what they believe to be their rights. I'm mourning with people all over the world that are feeling like they don't have choices. And right now, I just feel this overall sense of sadness for a lot of people around me. And thank God they're still good and there's still hope. And I'm not trying to stay here, but I am trying to be aware that there's an immense or an intense amount of suffering going on in the world. And the divide is so great between the vax and the non-vax. It's like the Bloods and the Crips of the 2021. That's kind of like why I'm trying to spend more time having conversations with people, because if I'm letting social media tell me how that looks, it's not looking good. But it's just a very, really sad time. And I've got a lot of people around me that are getting sick, or family members are getting sick. So I'm just trying to pray and share what I know to share with them. And, we are one of those people since COVID really came on the scene. We've always taken nutrition, but three things we keep in our bodies, zinc. I do liquid zinc drops, vitamin C and vitamin D. You know, those are just to keep my immune system going. My husband started coughing last Friday and I was like, "Oh, I remember that cough." And because we believe he got it back last summer and we believe we had it back before they said it got here. So one thing I've learned, if you feel like you're getting it, there's lilysin, which is an amino acid that helps block. And then there's NAC. It's also, I believe, an amino acid that's supposed to be really good with this new Delta variant. And also a black seed oil, which I think is curcumin or something like that. I might be saying it wrong. But just started loading my husband up with a lot of nutrition when that kind of cough came on. And not taking chances, because we are currently unvaxxed, this family. But those are because that's my conviction. That's our conviction. And that's the way we've done it. And that's the way, as of right now, we're going to continue to do it, because that's what I believe in. And that's what I believed in for a long time. I started when my oldest daughter was a baby. I moved here to Atlanta, Georgia, and there's Life College is here in Marietta, and it's one of the biggest chiropractic colleges. And I learned about vaccines from a few chiropractors that were in school then, and just got a lot of information, learned a lot, and decided then I was going to stop vaccinating my oldest daughter. And from then on, I just, that's been my conviction. And even then, that's so weird that I'm bringing this up, but I remember my mom, I was a single mom. Well, I was living down in Orlando with my boyfriend and our daughter. And I had a whole conversion. My dad, I prayed Jesus into my heart in my kitchen in Orlando, Florida. And then 2 weeks later, my dad's like, hey, you can't call yourself a Christian and live with your boyfriend. I'm like, okay. And then I had a yard sale, sold everything, and moved up to Atlanta. My mom had been praying I'd move here. And then I moved in with her friend. And then the three of us, he got a house. And then the three of us, he was like a minister. The three of us all had a house together. We just all lived as roommates. So anyway, I all of a sudden, my daughter's like 9 months old. I'm like, I'm not vaccinating her anymore. I'd already gotten her vax up to 6 months. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I read all this. I can't unread it. I can't unlearn what I've learned. And my mom was so upset. And she's since passed away. And I read, and I knew at the time, like her and I would get in discussions about it. And she would like push me to really vaccinate my daughter. And since she passed away, I read some of her diary entries, because that's what you do when your parents pass away. You go through their stuff. And God help my girls going through my, you know, Lord, just get the therapist on the phone right there, because they're going to have a lot to they're going to have a lot to work through, because I'm a journaler. And oh, my gosh. Quick side note. One time I went through such a dark period. I journaled so much that I thought, I never want my daughters to read this. I don't want anybody to read how dark it was for me. So I went in our backyard. My husband helped me, and I burned probably about 20 journals. I'm telling you, it was like a 7-year period. Super dark. Like, hello, this woman needs professional help. And I burned all these journals, and it was really cool, because then they came down like snow, like the ashes came down, and I was like, God just kind of like watched over me, and he purified me. It was just this really like euphoric purification, like giving it to God and him just washing me and making me pure and getting all that gunk out of me. So anyway, I'm just glad I burned those, because I'm telling you, my daughters would have been like, wait, our mother, she loves the Lord, and yet she writes this kind of stuff. It's like, yes, yes, I'm working it out. So I'm a big journaler, but I'll still scar my kids, because listen, it gets dark in there too these days, but not as dark as it used to be. So that's good. Anyway, yes, I read my mom's journal. And in that journal, she was like, I think we're going to ask Jennifer to leave the house tonight. I can't believe she's not vaccinating. I can't support this. Like, my own mom was going to have me move out because I wasn't going to vax. And like, it's so weird. I'm like, isn't that what we're kind of? And then she finally, I guess, I don't know, she backed off of it. You know, God was fighting for me, I guess. And quick side note, the church that I'm a part of now, we did this vaccine drive back. I'm still not a vax person, but we were helping people that wanted to vaccinate their kids. We were helping them get those vax. And I remember I also read her that little journal entry. Like, she was so excited that I was doing that, because she was like, oh, I think she's going to get her kids vax now. And I'm like, no, I'm not. But hey, for those that wanted to, I'm like, come on, here we are. We're setting up vaccines for you. It's your choice. So, which is so weird, because this day and age, like, people are so divided about vax versus unvax, which I just feel like it's just nothing new. Like, this was kind of what my mom was feeling with me. And I had, you know, I knew she didn't like it, but I had no idea how much she was so passionate about her side, as passionate as I was about my side. But I didn't force it on anybody. I was just like, this is what I'm going to do as a mom. I'm not vaccinating. So, long story short, I just went on a major tangent there. I don't even know why, but I'm just saying it's just funny, because look what we're dealing with right now and all the divide and all that that's going on. But anyway, that's kind of the scripture. Rejoice with those who rejoice, but mourn with those who mourn. And I think it's just kind of being aware of the suffering, the immense suffering that's going on. But also, I think there's this part of me that is, there's always good, you know. And I'll just, one more scripture to back that up. It says at the very end in verse 21, Romans 12, verse 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And I think the best thing I know to do right now is pray, love people, even with those that would look at me and think I'm crazy and not like what I'm doing or not like what I stand for. I can pray for them. We don't all have to agree, but just praying for my enemies and knowing that there's a lot of suffering and sadness, but there's still a lot of good. You know, like I said, I'm trying my best to be in the real world. So I'm talking to more people, praying with more people, spending more time in prayer and in the word, and just working on creating content and comedy and doing everything I can to just love on that kitty cat, my fur babies. Y'all, my fur babies. I need time with my fur babies and I'm okay. Because there's still a lot of good. And I just hope things are going to get better sooner. And, you know, I just want to just encourage us just to continue to be kind, especially with those that disagree with you. And maybe just spend more time with real people, because I know that's helping me. And there's that curiosity, like I want to be in the know, but I also need to make sure I'm staying in a good headspace. And sometimes if that means I'm not as up to date with every single current event, so be it. I still need to be in a good headspace, because that's how I got to take care of myself. I got to show up to take care of myself, to take care of my family, and to be the best that I can be. So anyway, that's all I got for today. I didn't want to make this a super long podcast. And I just always appreciate your time and you coming on here. And hey, if you feel so called to leave a 5-star review on iTunes, that would be great. Now listen, if I haven't earned it yet, that's fine. I hope I'll eventually earn that 5-star review from you. Until that day comes, thank you for listening. And just God bless you and your family. I'm going to close this in a prayer because I feel called to. So let's pray before I get off here. Father in heaven, we just thank you so much that we are not alone. We thank you so much that you care deeply about each and every single human being on this planet right now. Lord, we thank you that you have not left us alone, that not only do we have each other, God, we have the Bible, we have your word. We thank you so much for your son, Jesus, who came to this earth, who gave up everything, who died and was buried and rose again. And through him, Lord, we have salvation. We thank you so much for him. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, the gift we receive through baptism, that power, that Holy Spirit that comes on us and in us and that guides us and teaches us and helps us navigate. Lord, we thank you for other Christians that are out there, the body of Christ. Christ died for the church, God. We just want to uphold other believers, God, and strengthen each other and encourage each other with songs and hymns and psalms and any way that we can encourage one another in this time. Lord, we pray for those that are just struggling right now in the world, those that are hurting, those that are just in a lot of emotional pain, physical pain, those that are fighting for their lives, God, with illness. Lord, we just ask that you comfort and be with each and every single person in this world right now. God, help us as your children to stay in constant prayer, to stay constantly in tune with you and having that conversation with you throughout the day. Lord, I pray that we put on the full armor of God each and every day, with the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the foot gear ready to go out and share the good news. God, the shield, of faith, God, and then the sword, which is the spirit, which is the word of God, which is, God, just everything we know through your word. God, that we just stay strong, that we remember that our battle's not against politicians. It's not against big pharma, big tech, big government, although it feels like that, God. It is a bigger battle God, and the people that work for all those big pharma, big tech, big government, God, they are still humans, flesh, God. But our battle is bigger. It's against a greater evil. It's against the powers and the authorities of this dark world that are just raging against us, that are trying to divide us, that are trying to get us to think this is wrong, that's the enemy, and keeping us so busy trying to fight one another that we don't spend time in prayer, we don't spend time loving, and we don't spend time doing good. And God, I pray that we can repent as your children, to turn back to you and remember the words in Isaiah 30:15, and rest and repentance is your salvation, and quietness and trust is your strength. God, that we take time to repent, to turn away from all the anger and all the rage, and that we rest, God. We spend time resting in your presence, God, and that we get quiet and that we trust you. And by doing that, God, we are strong. God, by doing that, we can make a difference. By doing that, we can help the world be a better place. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. And we're so grateful that we have ways we can communicate through podcasts, through video, through all these technologies that you've equipped us with in 2021. I pray for peace. I pray for healing over the entire world, God. And I just pray that we can continue to love each other and just take time out to just spend with our families, with ourselves, and your presence, and just thanking you for the small things to the big things. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we ask for your strength and your peace and your comfort. In Christ's name, amen. So anyway, thank you so much for joining me. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you all next time. Bye-bye.